I wonder if in the scripture that we have this verse 12, this question and challenge that we've been faced with, grace and works or works and grace, if it isn't here in this verse, completely set aside. Yes, we have other scriptures that support that, of course, and we've heard them. But in verse 12, do we not see that same principle that is set aside? What do I mean? We've heard what teaching us is and who that applies to, those of us who believe. But then it says, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts. Isn't that setting aside everything, and I mean absolutely everything, that we are in ourselves? If there's works, if we want to follow that theme, if there are works of righteousness, didn't we already come to the acknowledgement of the fact that when we have accepted Christ as our one and only Savior, that there was nothing in me that could justify me and set me on righteous standing before a holy God? There is nothing in here. My salvation stands for the fact that I have nothing to bring to God, that I am dead and separated from Him. And that I have, when I've come to Christ, I have denied myself. I've denied ungodliness because I've realized that in and of me, everything in me was against Him. In fact, the scripture tells us that we were enemies of God before we were saved, before we were reconciled and brought back into favor with God in relationship with Him. So this denying ungodliness started at the moment we realized I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. That's when it begins. And I have confessed that before Him. I have denied the fact that in and of me there is nothing that can reach to God and restore relationship with Him. But then it says denying. We denied ourselves owning I'm a sinner when I came to Him. Then he says, but it's denying because it's in the present tense. It's that which took place, it began, but then it's ongoing. It's a continual denying of everything that is in me, and that everything in me comes under the judgment of God, that in and of me there is no good thing. That everything in me is ungodly. And it's to continue to deny myself, denying ungodliness. And then he says, and worldly lusts. Everything that's pleasing to the flesh, to satisfy me from this world. I deny all those things. Why? Well, isn't it the world that will have no place for Christ? Isn't it the world that said away with Him will not have this man to rule over us? Isn't it the world that crucified the one who loved me? What do I want with this world who hates my Lord? We need to get a hold of this reality because this world hates my Savior. This world rejects my Lord and the one who loved me when I was still an enemy of Him. But now He's received me. And I am in this position of denying, ongoing. Denying ungodliness, everything that is dishonoring to God. Denying this world, everything that is satisfying to me, to the flesh, and that would be attractive to me. And how is that? in the light of His glory and grace, that He is the one that shines greater than all of these things that are in me as a man in the flesh. Because now, as we've just heard, I am a new creation in Him. And are we seeking then those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God? This sets aside everything that has to do with works that would bring anything of righteous standard or value that I would have in and of myself, because this has all been crucified on the cross of Christ. And all of this is set aside. This is setting apart, by putting that all away, setting apart now to be set apart for Christ and for His glory.